This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, March 10th. God's word for you today is Turning Point. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Samuel 9, verse 10 to 11, which says, "You and your sons and servants are to farm the land for him, to produce food for his family, but he will live here with me." And from that time on, Mephibosheth ate regularly with King David, as though he were one of his own sons. Your turnaround is from darkness to light, from the prison to the palace, from sorrow to joy, from penury to plenty, from having a career to having a call, from barrenness to fruitfulness, from sickness to health, from a nobody to a somebody, and from dryness to new streams. Still, expect a turnaround from death to life. Lazarus is a classic example. Please read John 11, verse 1 to 44. Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth alive. The things that represent death in your life that ought to be living, they are the Lazarus of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command them now, Lazarus, come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. The things that are dead and ought to be alive, we call them back to life in Jesus' name. The things that are still alive but are losing strength and dying, we release the quickening power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Expect a turnaround from eating with pigs to eating with the King. For some people, what best describes your associations is eating with pigs. But God is saying that you are destined to eat with kings. The story of the prodigal son is a classic example. John 15, please read. His father was wealthy, so he asked his father to give him his inheritance. That was a turnaround. He thought it was for good, but little did he know that it was a negative parabolic curve. From that day, his life began to go down until he began to eat with pigs. Then he came to his senses and said, "Even my father's servants eat good food. Why am I here?" Sometimes in this life, you have to think, you have to reason. The prodigal son said something instructive. He said, "I will go to my father." Interestingly, that is where a lot of people stop. They think it, they decide it, but no action. After all that thinking and talking, the Bible says in Luke 15, verse 20, "So he got up and came to his father." You need to get up and come to your father. You need to take the step. You are going to experience a turnaround from darkness to light, from prison to palace, from sorrow to joy, from penury to plenty, from having a career to having a call, from barrenness to fruitfulness, from sickness to health, from a nobody to a somebody, from dryness to new streams, from death to life, from eating with pigs to eating with the King, and from being under attack to being under protection. The description of a lot of lives today is under attack. But today, God is changing that description to being under protection, under cover, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 91, verse 1 to 2 says, "Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, you are my defender and protector. You are my God. In you I trust." I pray that you will come under protection in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "The devil thought he had me, thought that my life was over. He thought by now I'll give up, he thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater stepped in my situation. My morning has now begun, because he turned it." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.